The theater school at DePaul University presents Mrs. Fu's Cleansing Juices and Also Salads by Emily L. Witt. Director, Chrissy Vanderwalker. Movement Director, Patrice Eggleston. Scenic Designer, Mara Ishihara Zinke. Costume Designer, Megan Pertle. Lighting Designer, Matthias Lang McPherson. Sound Designer, Victoria Diorio. Dramaturg, Lauren Quinlan. Stage Manager, Alexa Santiago. Our 2017 spring quarter is dedicated in loving memory to Joe Slowick, an alumnus and professor emeritus of acting and directing at the theater school at DePaul University, founded as the Goodman School of Drama, where he taught for 54 years. Countless directors and performers were impacted by his mentorship. Cast, in order of appearance. Ron, Mr. Milkshake. Jack Thistlehorst. Waiter, J.J. McLaurin. Anne and Sympathy, Carolyn Moore. Polly, Dyke Wrong. Max and Ian, Shay Peterson. Donald, Daniel Gadaj. Nico, Nikar Kishnani. Sarah, Rebecca Kishin. James, Vin Nguyen. Place and time, anywhere in good old USA. The cafe scenes take place over the course of one day. The content of this production deals with abuse and sexual assault. The play will be performed without intermission. Playwright's note. In October 2015, during the primaries for the 2016 presidential election, I brought a scene into playwriting class that was based on my fears. The piece painted the grim view of a future in which women had to meet a state-mandated weight requirement, and each citizen had to send a personal thank you card along with a $300 check each month to President Donald J. Trump. During our class feedback session, when I said that my piece was based on my fear that Donald Trump would be our next president, someone in class chuckled. That chuckle felt a lot like a dare to me. I began to think, if Mr. Trump were elected, what would be at stake? The answer felt obvious: the rights that were already at stake. In my home states of Oklahoma and Texas, as well as nationally, numerous pieces of legislation have been introduced to curtail women's reproductive rights. As I started my research, the process of getting an abortion almost became to seem comical. Comical in that lawmakers actually expect us to believe these regulations were created for the safety of women and not for our humiliation. The absurdity of the entire process drove me. I wondered how to make people who never have or never will have an abortion understand the impact of these laws. The laws represented in the play are my theatrical illustration of state-mandated and federally mandated legislation that has been and continues to be attempted in multiple states. Because access to abortion is being constantly challenged, the laws in the plays are meant to represent the fluctuating nature of our undue burdens women face when seeking abortions. We are living in a particularly polarizing time, and abortion has always been a divisive subject. What most often keeps us from empathizing with each other as a society is our habit of generalizing people with views that oppose our own. Something I strive to do with this play is craft characters who are individuals with multifaceted perspectives instead of cardboard cutouts from pro-life and pro-choice rallies. It feels particularly special that the world premiere of the play is at a Catholic university, and I feel unendingly grateful for DePaul's willingness to support work that sparks important discourse. Emily L. Witt, BFA 4, Playwriting. Interview with the playwright. Lauren Quinlan asks, "What drew you to write Mrs. Fu's?" I'm from Oklahoma and Texas, and I've always been interested in how abortion rights have been under fire there. My mom had me when she was 20, so I always was aware of the fact that it would have made perfect sense for her to have chosen abortion if she wanted to. I have really been interested in the ways that laws taking away the right to access abortion have been introduced in the past 5 years or so. It's kind of crazy. If I wanted to get an abortion in Oklahoma 5 years ago, it would have been significantly easier than today. And the same for my mom 25 years ago. I decided to investigate what actually might be at stake if Trump were to become president, in response to a classmate laughing at my silly farcical scene about my fear of a Trump presidency. It seemed obvious to combine those passions and curiosity together in a play. What made you want to become a playwright? Reading Ruined by Lynn Nottage. I'm a transfer student and I used to be an actor. They didn't teach us how to pick monologues, and I was also ignorant about what an actor should or shouldn't play. I also have a background in speech, and there it doesn't matter if you're playing something that's not your race or age, so I had no perception of that as a problem. I brought in a monologue from Ruined about a woman from the Congo who was raped and lost her child. A 19-year-old from Oklahoma should not be doing that monologue. All I wanted to do in acting class was rewrite my lines, and I realized that if I'm a writer, I get to make the work that I want to make. I wrote my first play after that, and the school was not supportive. They basically tried to shut it down. So I did it at a community theater. What is the most challenging thing about new work? Realizing that what works really well on the page doesn't always work well when you stage it. It's also challenging to figure out what is in the text and what's not being picked up on the director's side or the actor's side, which may result in changing things you as a playwright don't want to change. When we do plays that aren't new, we just take for granted that it's right, and I think that sometimes when people are having problems with a moment in a new play, they assume it's the playwright's fault and want the playwright to change it. I've been lucky with this process because I don't think that's something that's happened. Lauren Quinlan, BFA 4, Dramaturgy and Criticism.